Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the light. We are glad that you are here. And our host of this segment is Chris Favish, as he is coming on now for Truly Holistic. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the show over to Chris here for this. And you're truly in store for a great 30 minutes. So sit back and enjoy and learn. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Great to be back again.
Great, great to have you here. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, well, the previous show we had, we really ventured out into the universe. We're actually going to ground ourselves a bit in this show. We're going to talk about the four states of matter. So we're going to be talking a bit about the physical body and the connection of the physical body with the energetic body and the energy body is the fact that our physical body is essentially housing our immortal self, and our immortal self is our spirit. So what I'm going to be delving into, the things that all human beings require within this physical body that's housing our spiritual body. And if we do these things correctly, then all of a sudden the connection between our physical body and our spiritual body becomes more one. And this will affect your spiritual enlightenment at the same time as actually healing your physical body. So I'll delve a bit more into this now. So the four states of matter that I'm talking about here is earth, air, water, fire. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard of those four. And so we can look in the states of them is that earth is a solid, air is the gases that we are breathing, and water is a liquid. And fire is plasma that we're getting from the sun and from the universe. So when we were, the form of humanity these days, where we've domesticated ourselves, you know, we've created the cities and the civilizations and agriculture has come about within our history. And we're kind of not moving around so much. We kind of have our own house. We live in a city or we live in a town or a district or a community of some kind. And we've domesticated ourselves to a point where we actually have to think about these four things about gaining it. We have to think about, are we getting outside and getting our hands in the soil and connecting our bare feet on the earth, which is grounding effect. Are we, you know, getting outside to get fresh air instead of all this toxic air that is something like 80% more toxic, the air that we have within our homes, compared to being outside. And are we drinking enough water? Are we drinking the right water? Are we getting enough sunshine to get vitamin D and all the other goodies that come with the photon energy that we get from the sun? So there was once a time where we didn't have to do that. You know, it was nearly impossible to be not connected with the earth. You know, we were always connected to earth. We're up on a, we were touching a tree. The tree's connected to the earth. So they were getting the grounding effect from the earth that way. But we've found a way to domesticate ourselves so much that we've disconnected ourselves from grounding with the earth, from getting good air quality, drinking the right water, and getting enough sunlight. So what we need to do, these four components, we need to look at them as nutrients. And we need each one, each one is important as the other. We need them. We need all four to be healthy. So our body's an amazing thing. It's a filtration process, our body. Like, for example, when we go into earth, we eat plants, we eat food that has picked up all its nutrients from the soil. We eat that, okay? And these are life forms such as animals, plants, fungi, bacteria. These four we all need as well, and we'll talk a bit more in depth about that a little bit later in the show. And we need to be connected to the earth, and you know that this whole earthing and grounding effect. But the bottom of it, the soles of our feet, is where we've got the most nerve endings, and that's there for a reason, to absorb all the negative ion and ionization that comes from the surface of the earth. Our crust of our earth is being hit and bombarded by lightning strikes all around the world daily, and it absorbs this negative ionization energy. And actually, funnily enough, when our body is connected to the earth and we're walking around bare feet on the earth, we can absorb these negative ionization into our body. And it's anti-inflammatory. Our bodies actually go in a state of inflammation, an inflammatory state, when we're not connected to the earth. So this whole business of chronic inflammation is at the core of all diseases. Is a big part of that is this disconnection from us and the earth. And I know it sounds very hippie kind of concept of about hugging a tree, because the tree is bound into the earth, and you'd get all the free ionization and essentially the free love energy from the earth, from our mother nature and mother earth. But science has actually finally caught up and found that, you know, when we are connected to the earth and we're absorbing these negative ions, we all of a sudden remove all inflammation from our body. A great discovery. So in regards to these four matter, so earth, air, water, fire, I just want to give out an analogy here. Picture this, a fish tank. Now, you're with a fish tank, you have obviously the tank, and you have water in it for the fish to swim around, okay? You have that little lamp which kind of mimics the sun. You have the little gas bubbly thing which provides air within the water. And you feed. You need to feed the fish within the water. Now, if we say put a cigarette up to the air supply of that fish tank, but at the same time we give them clean water, we give them that little lamp, that's the sun, and we give them food, but the air supply is from a cigarette, are they going to be healthy? No, they're not going to be healthy. Now, what about if we gave them great air supply and we gave them clean water and we gave them food, but that they didn't, we didn't give them light? Would they be healthy? No. Now, this whole analogy states that the fish need all four. Just like us, we need all four to be healthy. And what I see a lot, Michael, is the fact that when people are trying to be healthy, they focus so much on just nutrition and eat what they eat, they're eating. When really, we need to be looking at, holistically, we need to be looking at all four. And especially, you know, getting enough sunlight and getting great air quality, because you know, we can go days without food. We can go actually probably a week or two without food or more. But we can only go days without water. But we can only go minutes without air. So air is very important and water is very important. And all those things like plants and food, they all need the sun. And, you know, we need to be eating these things and therefore we need the sun as well. So let's go back to this filtration process of the body. Now, when we drink water in, water comes out in the form of urine, okay? Now, when we eat food from the soil, soil comes out when we defecate. And that's where the quote comes from, you're soiled yourself, comes from. So we put soil in, soil comes out. We put water in, water comes out. Now, when we breathe in gases, oxygen, and gases come back out in the form of carbon dioxide. Now, when we absorb light from the sun, we radiate infrared light out. So we are a filter. And a key to being healthy within the physical body is not to obstruct our filters. Keep it flowing. And water is a great solvent. And we need to drink water to push everything through. So we need flow within the body. And when we get obstruction or delay in this flow of our filtration process of our body, we get sick. Now, the digestive system. Picture this. The digestive system is a tube. Okay. Now, when we start from our face, we've got skin. And the skin is still skin now with our lips. And that skin goes inwards into our mouth. And that skin, which is essentially our digestive system, our digestive system starts from our mouth, from our lips, and goes all the way down to our anus, okay? And then that skin as well. So what I'm trying to say here is that our digestive system is just a tube. It's a big tube. Now, when we put food down the tube, food doesn't actually go into our body, because if food went into our body, which we call leaky gut, that's an infection. We don't want food into our body, because that will cause an infection, that will cause illness, and it will cause you to die. What actually happens is the food goes down the tube, and our friendly bacteria who colonize that tube break all that food down and then offload all the nutrients and goodies from that through that membrane of that tube into our body and into our bloodstream. And that's how we accumulate all the goodies from the foods that we consume. Now, going back to the four kingdoms of food, okay, is these animals, and these plants, these bacteria, and these fungi. Now, a lot of the times, when we're eating animal products, we are just eating the muscle tissue of that animal. When a lot of people, the traditional people, you know, as late as probably 100 years ago, about 100 years ago, now they really treasured the organs and the fat of the animal, because they knew that nourish them for longer, that had more minerals in it. And what we're finding with our civilization today and our time today is that people are not eating enough fats, they're not eating enough organ meats. They have all the minerals and the nutrients in it. And we get a lot of our macronutrients from the animal kingdom. And I guess this is a bit of a question mark on whether we need to be vegan or vegetarian. And, you know, I think there are people out there that veganism works for them and vegetarianism works for them. For some people, a more whole foods diet will work for them. And a lot of sometimes we can get in trouble when we get into being a vegan or vegetarian with macronutrients and some of these fat-soluble vitamins that we get from animals. Now, when we go into plants are our pharmacy. That's where we originally get medicine from, before we had modern medicine and the pharmacy idea of synthesizing stuff from plants, because 80% of the medications that they synthesize within the lab originally came from plants, extracts of plants. So, and they came from herbs and wild plants that had all these alkaloid compounds in them, which are very highly medicinal. Now, into the bacteria colony, well, we talked a bit about this in the tube. The friendly bacteria in our microbiome is very important to us because it's essentially 80 to 90% of our immune system. We're a farmer of friendly bacteria, and we have more friendly bacteria within our guts and on our skin and on our body more than our own cells. So we are more friendly bacteria. So this whole concept of antibacterial soaps and trying to remove bacteria is ridiculous. We need to work alongside bacteria. And the whole future is not antibiotics, it's probiotics and fighting off bad strains of bacteria with good friendly bacteria instead of using antibiotics. Now, and fungi. Now, fungi in the form, especially medicinal mushrooms. Now, these mushrooms are mushrooms that grow out of trees. And they absorb all the ormus and highly monatomic minerals that are found within trees and within the soil, and they produce a fruiting body that comes out of the tree. And these are things such as shiitake mushroom, reishi mushroom, chaga mushroom, lion's mane mushroom, cordyceps. And what they do is they modulate your immune system. So your immune system's all over the show, like an autoimmune condition where your body's attacking itself, like rheumatoid arthritis. Then these medicinal mushrooms will help to modulate your immune system down and not make it so hyperactive. And if you're a person that's got a really low immune system, it will bring it up. So these are great compounds, and they come from the fungi kingdom. Even the mycelium, which a lot of these mushrooms come from, is the network that's within our soil and keeps the soil together. It's kind of essentially the original internet. When we look at the internet, it's kind of a concept that was based from the mycelium that is filtrated through the soil within the earth. The mycelium and mushrooms and fungi have been here a lot longer than plants. In fact, medicinal mushrooms have transmitters, neurotransmitters, the same neurotransmitters that we do, that make us think. So we've got, you know, perhaps they can think like us. And when you put these mushrooms out into the sun, they absorb the UVB radiation from the sun and create vitamin D just like we do. So very, very intelligent type of kingdom fungi. So let's go a bit into water. Now, water absorbs straight into our bloodstream. Water essentially makes our blood. Our blood is essentially made out of water. It's the ultimate solvent. And there's so much thought about how much we're drinking and not about the quality of the water we're drinking. So the quality of water we're drinking, what I mean here is raw water. It hasn't been processed at all. Even if we're having a filtration system, a filter to tap water, it's still a dead water, okay? It's just removing all the contaminants that was originally put in our water. What I'm talking about here is going out and getting spring water. There's a website called findaspring.com. You can go on there and it'll show you and give you instructions where you can go out to the wild or any place where there's a clean water and water from the earth, and it's filtrated by the earth by levitation process from an aquifer that's underneath the surface of the earth that comes up. It actually goes against gravity, and that whole process filtrates the water, and all of a sudden you get a raw virgin water that's is highly vibrational. Now, and also another thing I've got to say, we've got to stop drinking water out of plastic, because plastic leaches into water, especially if we put it in the sun, it will leach even more. And plastic is the xenoestrogens. They mimic estrogen in the body, and it's actually hyper-feminizing men. And actually what estrogen does in the body, it produces fat cells. So we need to stay away from plastic, and it's feminizing women even more, and it's causing issues like breast cancer and a lot of these things that are caused by bad estrogen and estrogen metabolites. that come from plastic. Now, let's go into air. Now, air, you know, as I've said, the quality of air within our indoor environment is a lot more toxic than outdoors, even though we've got pollution happening outdoors as well. So obviously air is vital. You know, going out and going for walks and treks within out in nature is very important as well. And there are ways of creating cleaner environment air in our homes as well. And that, a big part of that is having house plants. Because you've got to remember, within our house, we've got all this electronic equipment that is always off-gassing. All these compounds like plastics, and because you think about it, you look at around your home, essentially most things are made out of plastic, and you're breathing that in. And so, including positive ionization energy that comes from our computer and our TV and our dryers and so on. A great way of cleaning that all up is through the use of houseplants. Also getting an ionizer, which produces negative ions within the air as well. So this whole concept of grounding and absorbing the negative ions from the earth, we can also breathe in negative ions as well through an ionizer. And this will help to reduce that inflammatory load within the body. And moving on to sun, okay? So fire. Now, UV radiation. When UVB gets in contact with the skin, it produces vitamin D. And vitamin D is genetically important. It's the most genetically important compound we can take on to help turn on the right genes and turn off the wrong genes. Because we know that with genetics, it's moved on now. We're onto nutrigenomics, which is all about what turns on the good genes and what turns off the bad genes. And this includes diet, our lifestyle, stress, and all these components. They found that our habits play a big role on whether, for example, if your father had diabetes, you're not going to get diabetes. If you take on his habits that made him get diabetes, yes, you will. But if you eat healthy and do and change the way you live, then that gene won't get turned on. It will stay remained off. So therefore, you won't get diabetes. So now, in regards to UVB radiation and the absorption process within the skin to make vitamin D that goes into the bloodstream, it takes 3 days for this to occur. So we've got to be careful when we go into the shower and we're using antibacterial soaps and all these body washes, because we're actually washing all this vitamin D off our skin before it gets into our bloodstream. So we need to be very careful about this, these harsh chemicals that we're actually putting in and exposing ourselves when we're going into the bathroom and using a shower every morning. Now, the best time to absorb vitamin D is when the sun is high up above you, between the hours of 11 o'clock in the morning to 2. And this is, there's a lot of conflict with this, because the mainstream everything are telling you that it's the worst time to be in the sun because you'll get sun cancer. You'll get burnt, you'll get sun cancer. Now, the key is to this is that you don't need to spend a hell of a lot of time out in the sun to get the vitamin D you need for that day. It could be 15 to 20 minutes. But it's important that it's within that time when the sun's high up above you, because when the sun's low in the sky, whether that's early in the morning or later in the evening, it has to go through more ozone through the atmosphere. And the UVB radiation is not strong enough to make vitamin D within your body. Okay, so you might be thinking, I'm going for a walk, and you're getting the sun later in the evening, but you're not getting the benefits of the vitamin D that you require at that time of the day. Also, sunscreen blocks UVB radiation as well. So you need to, if you are going to use sunscreen, get one that's got zinc oxide and a lot of natural nutrients in it. Obviously, go out with no sunscreen first to make sure that you're getting that connection with UVB to make vitamin D for that 15 to 20 minutes. And then if you require, use a sunscreen after that. The whole concept, this whole thing about skin cancer from sun is that there's actually more people today that are dying today because of deficiency of vitamin D instead of an excess of it. So this whole scaremongering process of this sun is going to kill you, and the sun's not good for you. We need to really eradicate that. The sun is your friend. And we need to, another process is to clean the skin, make sure skin pores are nice and open, which will enable you actually to stay out in the sun longer. Because if we've got a lot of toxicity within our skin and our lymph tissue, then we will burn quicker. And this is something I actually do here at Truly Holistic. I can actually clean your lymphatic system, help clean the skin to enable you to stay out in the sun longer. Another thing that's important about the sun is that the sun will go through, our eyes are our periscope for our nervous system. So if we're getting sun through the eyes, that's why this whole thing about sun gazing, the last disc of the sun on the horizon, is to look at the sun. You don't want to look at the sun at all any other time because that will burn your eyes out. But the photons that are going through to your eyes will hit your retina, will go to your pineal gland. And your pineal gland regulates your circadian rhythm. Okay, and your circadian rhythm tells you what time of day it is. And the blue light that you get, it will tell you that it's midday. And you look at a lot of our electronic devices, including a computer or TV, it's all blue light. And if we're looking at that blue light late at night, it's really disrupting our circadian rhythm because it will be telling us that it's midday. It's not 8 o'clock at night. It's not 10 o'clock at night. And a lot of people have sleep problems because of this, because the whole circadian rhythm is whacked out. And because the pineal gland secretes a substance called melatonin, okay? And this melatonin gets secreted when it's at nighttime. And it does that because melatonin helps you fall to sleep. And if you've got blue light happening all the time at nighttime by looking at electronic and looking at these screens, then your body will find it hard to produce melatonin, and therefore you'll have trouble falling to sleep. So a lot of sleep problems are caused by this blue light. The natural light at nighttime is a red light. And there's actually a free app that you can get for your computer, which is called Flux, F-L-U-K, F-U-L-X. And what it will do, it gets programmed at your time, where you are on the Earth, your time zone, and when the sun goes down, you'll notice a slightly orangey-red tint to your screen, and it will remove as much of the blue light out of it as possible. So you can still look at your computer, but you won't get the bad side effects of severe blue light that's going to disrupt your circadian rhythm. So that essentially is it in a nutshell, the four states of matter. And as I say, you need to be getting all four equally. You know, this whole focus and process of just thinking about what we're eating, we need to get out of that. We need to be thinking about the quality of the air that we're getting, drinking a quality water source, touching the earth and getting grounded with the earth, getting those anti-inflammatory compounds, getting our hands into the soil and understanding where food comes from, and also fire, making sure that we're getting our nervous system is getting fed by the photon energy that's coming from the sun, and also absorbing UVB radiation, so therefore genetically we're in good health with getting vitamin D production. So hi, Michael.
Okay. Yes, we got less than 60 seconds, Chris.
Okay. So if you'd like a health consult, because I do health consults as well as doing energy healing at Truly Holistic, book an appointment. My website is trulyholistic.net. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel at Truly Holistic, where I'm doing a video every week, and it's not just about energy healing. I also talk about these things such as four states of matter, about the right way to eat, and good nutrition tips, as well as information about grounding and also safe sun exposure.
Okay, very good. Very, very informative, Chris. Thank you so much. That was great. Awesome.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Have a good week. See you back next week.
Cheers, mate.
All right. All right. Take care, mate. And that's going to do it here. I'll be back live in 1 hour with our next show. So we'll see you in an hour. If you just got here, listen to the encore of this show. It was everything to do with life and how our body works. Oh, my gosh. It was great.